The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is probably one of the top five deadly social cancers on the planet. Their tentacles and roots go into every single continent, and I would dare to say almost every country on Earth. He's in your food. He's in your doctor's office. He's in your banking system. He's in your kid's school. He's connected to every chemical product you use. He's a psychopath with billions of dollars, the most dangerous combination. It's a pretend benevolent foundation, but when you look behind the curtain and you see the associations, the massive shifts of wealth away from indigenous people to the military-industrial complex, you quickly realize this is an organized effort to take down humanity. Let's dig into it on Dr. Jane Ruby Stat.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and in light of the recent events, your continued support means everything to myself and my employees. To thank you, we're having the biggest sale ever on all my pillow bedding. Get my pillow bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. In this economy, instead of buying a new bed, rejuvenate your bed with a My Pillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles, like plush, waffle, or gossamer, for as low as $29.98. We even have pet blankets from small size to the ones for your car. Get huge discounts on duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding, including MyPillow bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping in while quantities last. Please order now.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at FridayOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at FridayOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Frideon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RideOnStore.com today.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging, works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America.
Welcome to Dr. Jane Ruby Stat. Earlier this week, I alerted you to the fact that Bill Gates funded and created the company Apeel Technologies, doing business as Apeel Sciences. It's infiltrating the market of fresh produce with a coating to preserve the appearance of freshness. And I warned you that this is a serious concern. I also mentioned that the chemical coating that they're going to put on all fruits and vegetables is made up, as far as we know and can believe, there could be more things, is made up of two components in categories referred to as glycerides, monoglycerides, diglycerides, and triglycerides, a more familiar term. I want to go into this a little bit more in detail because in this first segment, because I think it's important for you to be alerted, to protect your family, to be on the lookout for your own health and that of everyone you love. And, you know, make no mistake here. These glycerides are trans fatty acids. Trans fats are artificial. And actually, in 2015, you should know that they were banned in common cooking oils. You've heard of the term hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils, which were the most ubiquitous sources of trans fats in our food. Well, mono and diglycerides, which essentially we are told makes up the coating, apeel, the clear, colorless, invisible, can't be washed off or rinsed off. I mean, what's that? To me, anything that can't be washed off is a potential poison. But anyway, they contain variable amounts of trans fats. Of course, the CDC, which is responsible for hundreds of millions of deaths because of their lies around the world, and definitely not known for its honesty, and now also part of the DOD mass genocide operation, well, they say that they're safe, these mono and diglycerides, but they're not safe. And they're very unhealthy for you. These are what we call saturated fats. Someone with a history of high cholesterol or a family history, genetic propensity, atherosclerosis, which is the accumulation of fatty material in the arteries, which can create blockages as time goes by, they're the precursors to heart disease. Anyway, they would look at fruits and vegetables and think, hey, I'm doing great. I'm eating lots of fruits and vegetables every day. I'm staying away from, you know, too much saturated fat or which are animal fats. But what they're doing in truth is they're actually advancing more rapidly their run to heart disease, to a full-blown heart attack or stroke, especially with a complete fatty acid-based atherosclerosis blockage. I'm a cardiac nurse practitioner, practiced in many hospitals before going into pharma to do medical research over 20 years. But before that, for a good 10, 12 years, I was a cardiac specialist, taking care of the most acute care patients, pre and post cardiac surgery, open heart surgery. So anyway, I want you to understand that this material can push you more quickly toward a heart attack or stroke with a complete fatty acid blockage. These are artificial fats, remember. They're not even the saturated fats or the trans fats that occur in nature. They're synthetic. They could be combinations of saturated trans fats from animals and merged in a laboratory with chemical compositions or, you know, chemical entities that, you know, make it stick together, created in a lab and then merged together. By definition, monoglycerides have one fatty acid chain, diglycerides have two fatty acid chains, and triglycerides, a term a lot of you might be more familiar with, have three fatty acid chains. Triglycerides are actually lipids. They're the larger construction of these glycerides. And triglycerides circulate commonly in your blood fat, in your blood system, as a blood fat. They circulate. They mostly come from your diet, like butter, oils, and other fats you eat. But people who are under care for high blood fats, like high cholesterol levels, high LDL and HDL levels, will understand that high triglycerides contribute to high levels of atherosclerosis, otherwise known as hardening of the arteries in the common vernacular. And we know that increases in the risk of stroke, heart attack, and heart disease in general, not to mention the profound and profuse inflammation that having these glycerides circulating constantly in your blood creates in the body. Grandma's advice of eat your fruit could be like now moving into not so great of an idea if it's got apeel or any other of these synthetic coverings. I'm sure there'll be other companies probably set up by Bill Gates, you know, fake competition that will be developing these tri, di, and monoglycerides and incorporating them into coatings on your food. You won't even know you're eating them. And for as long as we have the requirement for stickers, I showed you that earlier this week on the initial introductory show on APEEL. You might be lucky enough to have a warning. And actually, it's not even going to look like a warning. It's going to say, your fruit is protected with APEEL. And people are going to look at it and go, oh, wow, my fruit's protected. Look, this stuff is this the mono and diglycerides. I want you to know, in the body will use them as building blocks and construct triglycerides. So your triglyceride levels will go up if you're eating something every day, right? In fact, high triglycerides are a better marker for heart disease and heart attack, stroke risk in women. And while high LDL and high general cholesterol levels tend to be more common markers for those diseases in men. And these are synthetic, so we're not really sure the extent of the damage they can cause. Chemical coatings like APL get very little to no human testing. And this is where a monster like Bill Gates can slip this kind of thing into our food suddenly and maintain plausible deniability of any mass injury and genocide accountability. Human disease has definitely been compounded by the C-19 bioweapon shots with exploding cancers, diabetes, heart attacks, strokes, and so much more. And this is actually the group of illnesses that would be accelerated by a continual ingestion of these glycerides. How does Bill Gates, one man in particular, put the lives of so many people on this planet in so much danger, pain, and suffering, death, and destruction? That seems to me to be greater than the power of all the kings, all the presidents, and all the authorities in the world. And yet this little stringy college dropout who got lucky in his garage building a preliminary computer and by the grace of Satan managed to amass many billions of dollars, which apparently now gives him the ability to contaminate the earth with his toxins, his fake vaccines, experiments on fellow human beings, wiping out children all around the world and infiltrating our food supply with chemical synthetic meats, damaging our chicken and egg supply chains, and now getting invisible toxic chemical coatings placed on our food. The safest fats, as you probably know, and I hope you know, are coconut oil and olive oil, as long as they haven't been industrially bastardized by Bill Gates and his murderous foundation. When I return, we'll take a closer look at some of the other projects the Gates Foundation is involved in and how it's putting your life at risk every single day.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Welcome back. Well, it's worth taking a closer look at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation because people have lots of questions. For example, why is Bill Gates buying up hundreds of thousands of acres of land in the United States and abroad? In the last 17 years, their foundation has spent nearly $6 billion in their quest to improve agriculture in Africa and many other countries. And while some factions of African countries are happy to see that, let's remember that what is large-scale industrial farming program is really all about is shifting property ownership from indigenous people like the Africans into the hands of big Western corporations. Bill Gates is not only trying to continue the mission of Operation Warp Speed, remember, a war crime that resulted in the COVID-19 hoax and subsequent initiation of the DoD mass genocide operation through the C-19 bioweapon shots, but he's also trying to continue the killing and the injuring in a swarm model, meaning from multiple sides. He's amassing databases, huge, huge square miles of farmable land, and manufacturing and commercial offices all around the world under the disguise of climate change, food preservation, food safety, the green revolution. And he's in direct alignment and collaboration with the Rockefeller Foundation toward these goals, as well as the World Bank and other UN agencies. Well, while we're all being directly poisoned through our food supply that he's trying to get a greater and greater grip upon, we won't notice the continuation of the tremendous power shift from the middle class to the wealthy elite, the industrial military complex, because we'll be too busy trying to survive. But let's dig a little deeper. The Bill Gates Foundation heavily funds countless advocacy organizations around the world to perpetuate the myth that the work is benevolent and it's to plant seeds, really, of financial control and incentives to get all these other corrupt people on board to prepare for a final takeover. First of all, creating the company APEEL Technologies that I told you about earlier in the week and that we went into a little more depth in the first segment is just one of thousands of projects that Gates has initiated. His evil has spread so far and wide on the planet, and his minions also have significant power and wealth as well, that the salvation of humanity is going to require a whole lot more than just the accountability of this one man. Please look into this, dig into these things, learn about the connections. Let me show you an example of one part of one small county near Lakeland, Florida called Suwannee Farms. And it's believed that Gates operates under multiple covers provided by layers and layers of companies that he creates, thereby shielding and visually distancing himself from the ready recognition that these properties may have anything to do with the Bill Gates Foundation. Now, this particular area was notified that a permit request was submitted for a wastewater facility, and the residents asked, why does this farm need an industrial waste facility, water facility permit? Turns out it's owned by Bill Gates. Look at this aerial view of the Suwannee Farms. You can see here, this is picture number two, Suwannee Farms, Lakeland. Look at all the areas, the farms, right? This is of great concern. This is a tremendous amount of farmland in a small section of Florida in just, as I said, one county. These farms are surrounded by homes and schools. Can you see the potential to choke off an area with the supply chain control? And let's take a look at the bigger picture, which is picture number three, a bigger picture of his ownership. This is the land owned by Bill Gates by state. I mean, take a look at these areas and the number of acreage in these states. If you live in one of these states and you were unaware that he owns so many acres, look at this incredible amount of acreage. And I'm sure it's growing. If we look back in 6 months or even 3 months, we'll see so much more of it. How do you defend yourself, right, from this kind of activity and this kind of placement and purchase of these farms, where he's obviously going to be building something that needs wastewater removal? How do you defend yourself, your family, your community from what is pretty obvious is unfolding here, right? This guy is buying up. Let's go back to the Suwannee Farms, picture number two. When I look in on that, you can see how what control he's got. And this is just, by the way, folks, this is one section of Lakeland County in Florida. This is not like the only thing he owns in this county. So he's buying in mass acreage, and he's requesting, I'm saying he, but it's through the disguises of these companies under which he puts all this. And they're requesting a permit for industrial wastewater removal. He's going to be building plants and manufacturing, but I'm not sure what's in there. And those of you who live in these areas, this is why I say you have to start local where you are. Because think about it. You're looking up and, you know, at the federal level, kind of looking up and, oh, Joe Biden, you know, he's a jerk, you know. And, you know, the members of Congress, the do-nothing, staring at their navels because they've all been bought off and paid for to run a few hearings up in D.C., right, to keep you distracted. Pay attention to what's happening in your community. Pay attention. Google it while you still have the internet. Look at what's happening in your county. Just start with yourself. Start where you are. Look at your own county. I readily brought this up, and this is what I came up with. I haven't even started in the rest of the counties in Florida. But start now and take a look at what's going on in your county. See how much land he's purchased there, what the location is, how close are you to it. You know he's going to aid and abet the 5G technology that's as far as we know, is going to create havoc, mess around with energy grids, and put people's lives in danger around these local areas. Pay attention to what's going up in your county, in your neighborhood. Pay attention to how much land this guy owns. Get involved in your local boards, your permit boards, your town councils. Find out what they're trying to get. You know, when I lived up in Arlington, I lived in D.C. for 10 years. Just in Arlington alone, if you watch the permit requests, we saw permits coming in from what are called super mosques. These are 20,000 square feet mosques. You could drive trucks through them. I'm sure they're probably planning on doing that. But these are public documents, and what they wanted was the little towns or neighborhoods, those tax bases, to pay for the ingress and egress for public utilities, right? Because they wanted to claim their status, you know, as a nonprofit. And you got to watch what's going on in your area, your immediate area, because that's where the initial choke points are going to be. That's where the initial attacks are going to come from. That's where the supply chains, the choking off of supply chains, is going to be managed locally. But you need to start from where you are. Build your barriers, form your alliances, barter services with others, join with others in food co-ops. If you don't want to grow food in your own immediate area, your yard, a tower garden, anything, to be able to resist dependence on the grid that people like Bill Gates and his foundation are creating. Maybe he's buying up that land so that the elites will have clean, healthy food. I don't know. Or maybe it's going to be used as a strategic point. But it's important. What's most important for you to be aware of is how infiltrated, how deep these roots go, until your only chance and the chance for your legacy to continue, your children and your grandchildren, are cut off. It's a start. Start now, start locally to build your ability to live off their systems. So I just wanted to ring that bell. I wanted to explain what's happening, give you some examples, and hopefully you'll start to think about it and pay attention and get control. Thank you for watching. Please remember to stand with me in this malicious, unfounded defamation lawsuit perpetrated upon me by Robert Malone, who claims to be the inventor of the mRNA vaccines, and who claims to be on our side to stop these things, but who's also suing people on his own side to destroy my voice, and in his own words, quote, put a chill on the internet and social media. Stand with me now on the First Amendment, or stand alone later when there's no one else to stand for you. Please go to givesendgo.com/protect Dr. Jane, and I'll see you here tomorrow night on Dr. Jane Ruby Stat.